Okay, so we said this shlichus that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives each person is his unique shlichus. Nobody from all the generations that have been before and will come after could fulfill makam that shlichus. If I'm not filling my shlichus, no one can fill my shlichus. That's what I have to do. Whether the person has to continue to remember when he has missions to take care of, he's been asked by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do things, you have to know that no one else can do this. No one else can do this. Hashem asked you to put on tefillin. No one else can put on tefillin. What do you mean? Everyone's putting on tefillin. Not the way I put on tefillin. Not my tefillin. Not the way I put on tefillin. Not my kavanah, not my bracha. My tefillin are unique. That's with everything. Everything. Chelek Godel, I'm on Reish Samaches. Chelek Godel, me'amat'an arikshi v'arigishut v'amirirut she'odom chash v'chayev. He ha'agosher ki lo hoylechloi. One of the big loads that a person carries and he feels and makes life bitter and he feels in his life is this feeling that I'm not being successful. Lo hoylechloi, it's not going. The daito yu'enu magia l'chay madilim she'abem hu rotz lichoi. According to his thinking, he hasn't got to the ideal life that he wants to achieve. Ha'emesu, shematzava chayim akashim v'tafuchoy sazman, maspik elan epshurut raboit shelo liyoik marutza. If you don't want to be satisfied, if you want to be miserable, life has wonderful, wonderful whole range of opportunities for you. No? If you want to be miserable, if you want to be upset, there's a whole wonderland out there for you. The Sarenu Arav, Anu Nitkalim Banoshim Misugze. You meet people like this. We call Matzav Tamidam Yotsu Es Hanakuda Shlilis Vesatzara Bilti Mutzlach. They always find the negative, they always find the bad, they always find the thing that's not being Matzliach. In the modern language, they're always looking at the half empty cup and not the half full cup, yeah? That was the Tain Hashem had on Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The Misoidenim, they were complaining all the time. The Kach Mochiach Moshe Rabbeinu is Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael Tochocha. Memari Magisam Hashem Miyoim Daiti Etchem. You have been rebelling against Hashem since I've known you. Once again, we were picking on the door that was Yotzei Mitzrayim. We have no mussag of who they were. They heard Hashem speaking. So we don't know who they are. What the Torah teaches us, what Chazal teaches us about that generation, we have to learn. Echad hay mi'anyonim shemetela saleinu mitzvah lisko tadihu. We have a mitzvah to remember. Zochores ashe iktzafte es Hashem elokecha b'midbar. Every day a person has a mitzvah to remember what Hashem did to them in the midbar. Aleinu la'avin, and we have to understand. Ma'ya ika godol anilmad mikach shevaseinu niso es ha'kodesh b'och b'midbar. What is the lesson? What do we need to take away from the fact that our ancestors Nisoy tested Hashem in the midbar? Now, do a lady score Inyan Zed Tomid? Why do I have to remember this Tomid? Vine. If Hashem is by me, there are Svari Makadoishim. Esan is Sainus Nisa, the Sainus of Rosbok, midbar, Enu Sipui story greater. The 10 tests that Klal Yisrael tested, whatever that means, Akkadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar, these are not historical facts. These are not things that we need to learn because it's history. You have to remember what Hashem did because you don't want to forget. We have to learn from those things for our lives. These are being told to us. Everybody's going to go through these 10 matzovim, whatever that is, that are Kodesh, that Klal Yisrael tested a Kodesh Baruch. You have to remember this 20 times, 100 times. Everyone's going to go through the same things that are written in the Chumash and Klal Yisrael. L'chein alav l'ilmoid l'hafik lekach midivra Torah. They have to learn about. K'day sheyochal ha'ayom l'amoid b'nisoy nesari. You can learn how to go about dealing with these challenges. L'dugma. Gam b'socheinu mis'ayiris lo pam nekudus ha'mis'oynimim. We all have inside of ourselves the nekuda of the mis'oynimim. We complain about the way that Hashem conducts himself to us. Why does this have to happen? What do you have to do? What about this? The law lechni. Veshas elu aleinu lahatziv l'neged aleinu espashas ha-misoinim shebeteru leitiv v'zdrachenu. You have to take out a chumash. You have to go learn the pasha of the misoinim and improve yourself. Let's go back to the central theme that we're dealing with. Kashe Yehudi yodaya ki hu shliach shel Hashem. V'yesh lo tafkid yichoidi. When a person knows he's a shliach of Hashem, and he has a unique mission, u'mameile nitno lo gam tenayim yichudim l'kayim eshtuchoso. And therefore Hashem's given him all the conditions that he will need to fulfill his shlichus. Hashem doesn't give you a mission, and then he doesn't give you the tools and the situations and opportunities to makayim that shlich. Who maybe ki alive the emes ein matzav sheyocholay melo lechli or enenu matzliach. There's no situation we can say lo lech, vani enu matzliach. I'm not being successful. You can't say that. Alam lachshu davka oisin the kudush shelo leches. It's davka in the areas where it's not going. Sham Taman Miloi Tafkidu Ayichoidi. That's where my mission is being fulfilled. The spilled coffee. Ubakachan in Vatse Shlichusi Hanemona Gam. Sorry, Im Kola Koishi Akropo. I'm fulfilling my mission with all the difficulties involved. Ala Adam Laharer. Dafka Nisoinis Haimuchodi Maivi Malai. Dafka the Nisoinis, the unique challenge that I'm undergoing, Haim Afik Hashko Haimuchot Shanik Li Hashem Isparach. That's the investment that Hashem's investing in me. Yeshka Mokum Ubikalid Garder Behem. Move up a little bit there. Okay, and then you can. Yesh kan mokum v'mikalit gader be. There's work for me to do here. Ze tafkidi ha-yichudi alayatmo is tafkid she'af anem bo'ila ma'adam rishon v'adam Mashiach lo yichulam aleot. No one can do this now. No one can do this. Often happens. A person's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he has a sophic, does he need the bathroom or not? That happens, yeah. Can you wait? Can't you wait? Can you wait? Hashem, I'm trying to daven to you. Well, you don't like my davening? Or you want me to go... Yeah, you have a unique mission in the world that you have to take care of now, and there's no one else in the world that can do this moment now. So you don't feel, oh, is there all lachli? Hashem doesn't want my tefillah, and you feel bitter, whatever. No, Hashem has another job for you to do now. Go to the bathroom, fulfill your mission, and then say, Sheyotze properly. What does Hashem want from me? Yeah, I'm going to miss Kedushan, I'll just wait here. Yeah, no, but it says Losh Shoketsu. There's a whole Gans and Nisoin is going on in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem asked you to do something. Go do. What's the problem? Those are all laughing. How was Tefillah today? It was terrible. I was davening. I couldn't. You thought you were supposed to be davening, but you were supposed to be doing something else. Because then Hashem told you to go do something else. At the prince of mine to stop davening, go to the bathroom, come back and finish them afterwards or whatever. Yes, but Steve, a little bit. This is an example. I'm just many, many examples like that. Abo Navchin, Maya Tchusha Chazoka be Yosef Shogermus Nanashim Sevel. Argoshas Mirirus Atsus Dikayoy. Let's have a look and see what the other thing is, the other feeling a person has that causes a person suffering and bitterness and sadness and depression. And he writes, is one of the most devastating, I don't have the words for this, problem that we have. The problem itself isn't what's bothering me. The problem is while I'm in the middle of this problem, I see somebody walking down the road and he's just programming, everything's fine. But what are these problems? Well, why am I suffering so much? Look at your ankle. He doesn't have panosa problems. He doesn't have chinuch problems. He doesn't have and why do they have such a hard time? That question is one of the greatest causes of our suffering.
You never know that. No, but
let's say you do know. Yeah, okay, that's right. You're right. That's a simple one. But that's already into the solution. We're just trying to put the problem on the table. One of the greatest causes of our suffering is because we're looking at other people. I think it's called jealousy, maybe. I want to be like everybody. Im lokola acherim yesh kesef, gam ani rotze kesef. Im lokola acherim yesh chay nesuin musharim. If everybody else has got shalom bayis, you're right. Most people don't either. But let's say they do. Gam ani chofetz bem. Im lokola acherim yesh yeladim, gam ani rotze yeladim. Well, the whole world's got children, and I'm davening in 20 years, and I don't have children. Why not? The fact that he doesn't have children is painful enough. But why don't I have anybody else who's got makes the pain much, much worse. Use the Moridic of Claudia. Ulam Sherish dear Shenani Yochid Miuchot in Tachlis Miuchere Sheli. However, the knowledge that I am unique and I have a unique mission and tafkir in the world, im nisibois chaim miuchede sheva alai lahashlim es tachlisi, and I have unique conditions that Hashem's given me in order to fulfill my mission. You can change your whole perspective on reality here. If I'm struggling and battling and suffering differently to other people, because I have a mission to do that they don't have. Because they got a mission to do that I don't have. And you wouldn't want that either, because you don't have the tools for that mission. The first step in dealing with a mission that was given to me is to recognize this is for me and me alone. If I'll survive, if I'll be matzliach in this mission, that's my godless. That's where you'll fall. You have to get up and try something else. Check it out. Jealousy is one of the most devastating, powerful forces on our neshamas. It takes you out of reality. It gets a hold of you. You can't daven. You can't think. You can't walk. You're completely overwhelmed. There's enough suffering in the suffering. Why cause yourself unnecessary suffering by being jealous? There's an exponential growth in the kina of suffering, and it's unnecessary. There's no direct connection between the jealousy to the actual suffering that you have. It's bad enough suffering because you don't have panosa. That's enough of a worry. Now to add on to that, well, but why does he? You just take it on a big bag that's not, why are you carrying that bag? It's not yours. The godim im adobe b'moshul. Let's try and see a moshul. Nital etzmeinu ki 95% min azugot anoysa yukhaz v'chirin m'chukuz yeladim. Let's say the statistics in the country where you live is that 95% of the young couples that get married don't have children for 20 years. But don't even have children, Nachmala Litzla. Again, as hayutzarim shokhushche yeladim ko gedoyla, with the fact that people don't have children, the tzar that they don't have children be as great as it is now? No. How of the shenlem yeladim ha'isimit kabelis kadova amuv and miyolo. The fact you don't have children is understood because no one has children. And no one in this place has children. So they are mushtes, that's understood. What makes the problem worse? Well, everyone else is having children, why am I not? Have a remit. Shalom rakuv the shainlem yeladim who are geremes in pay vitsa. The fact that they don't have children is a big cave at Sava there. Let's not underestimate the pain of people who don't have children. What makes it most much worse is the fact that you don't have children not there. Dugman Rosefes, lo yutzu chas vile shele tishim v'chem ha'ech shashuz me'aklusio, hala nodim yeladim pugoy mo'ach. Let's say that 95% of the people in the world, the children born to them are retarded. Would people that have children like that, that the suffering be as great as it is? Having a child like that is terrible. It's hard. Those are heavy, heavy rocks you have to carry. Yeah? But that's the suffering Hashem designed for you. The suffering you take on unnecessarily is the fact that, yeah, but why does he have, he has got 23 normal children. Why do I have 3 retarded children? Makes it much, much worse. If everyone in town had retarded children, so, you know, you can have a retarded child. Okay. It's hard. It's difficult. It's painful. There's yisurim, no doubt. I'm going to take away that. What it will take away is the fact that I don't have all this unnecessary extra suffering. Hametzias shehem charigim b'neif anoishi hiya machpila. It's rega shehev the tzar. The fact that you feel like a failure, well, everyone's having children, everyone's having no children, I don't. So you feel like a failure, you feel like you've been victimized. That makes life much, much harder than the actual problem. If you're honest with yourself, go off, have a quiet, reflective moment, you'll see that the middle of jealousy is what makes our problems much worse than they really are. It's an unnecessary suffering and you can get rid of it quite easily. Not easily in terms of the voida, but easy in terms of understanding that you have to get rid of it. It's not difficult to understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this, it's what's best for you and he didn't give it to him. And if it was good for you, you'd also have it. Hashem wants you to have it. You have to get this clear. Hashem wants you to have everything you want. He'd love nothing more than to give it to you. But this cheshbonus or whatever, that the best way for you to get to Gan Eden is not to have it. Do you ever have to say no to your children? Do you want to say no? Sometimes. That's when you're not being a good parent. You should always want to say yes. Why wouldn't you want to say yes?
Depends what it is.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is, I just can't give it to you because it's bad for you. Like, I would love nothing more than for you to have a whatever. That's what you want. I would love you to have it. And if I give it to you, I would, but I can't. There's a lot of things to offer. Well, these are the cheshbonos that mean I have to say no. If you always say yes, you don't love the child. That's the problem. I always want to say yes. Why would you want to say yes? But he's asking for the 17th chocolate chip cookie. You know, how sick he's going to get. That's why you say no. But I would love to be able to say yes. I would love him to have 100 chocolate chip cookies. Find me chocolate chip cookies that are healthy and that make you grow and are strong and that help you go to sleep at night. And you can have as many as you want. What's the problem? It's just now I have to say no because of other factors that this person can't understand why I'm saying no. Hashem wants, he wants everything you want, he wants to give you. Just right now. Whatever his cheshbonos on that we don't understand, he has to say no. If you think Hashem wants to say no, you'll never deal with suffering. You'll never have a relationship, a healthy relationship with Yisurim. The beginning of a healthy relationship with Yisurim is understanding that Hashem wants to say yes. He wants everything that you want. Because he wants you to go to Gan Eden. That's what he wants more than anything. That's why I created the whole universe. That's why we are. He wants us to go to Gan Eden. And his multiple computer system knows that to say yes now would be bad. But he wants to say yes. I would love nothing more for you to have ... fill in the gap yourself. But he's going to give it to me. You're welcome to Davar. In fact, that may be what you need to do in order to get what you want. That might take away the factors that are stopping you from getting it. For sure you should go Davar for what you want. Hashem says that's what he wants you to do. You think Hashem didn't want to give Sarah children? That is cheshbonos. Why Yitzhak was going to be born a bit late in the game. Well, you think he didn't want Sarah to have children? He enjoyed her suffering? He enjoyed her pain? No, yeah, yes. We can't begin to understand. If you think you can understand Hashem's chesboinus, you've lost the plot completely. You're either a very small person, because you think that everything is just tiny and you can understand everything, or you just don't understand anything about anything. How can you understand Hashem? He's infinite. We don't understand the inner workings of an apple seed. We don't. We don't understand nothing. We don't understand our own creation. We don't understand our own who we are. We don't even understand ourselves. You understand Hashem? Who's he going to understand? But he tells you, I want to give you everything that you want. Just I love you, so I have to say no sometimes. You want to daven for it? Gesundheit, go daven. You may get it, you may not. It's good for you, and I want, you'll get it, and if not, you won't. If you don't have that clear, then you can't even begin to deal with the relationship to your Yisurim. And it has to be big things, like we said the other day. Could be the spilled coffee. Could be many things. Could be little things. Chazal say that suffering is, they define suffering as what we wouldn't call suffering. A little insignificant something. That's not suffering. Rene. Kashe Yehudim is boinan b'kolo ha'im elio. Yotei sheyesh loy tafkid yichoydi ha'shaych ach v'rach loy. You be sure that's only shaykh to you. I'm a whole universe. I'm a whole world. And we prove that you're physically. You're a doctor?
No.
No, okay, fine. So we prove that you're... No, I just don't know everybody else. Yes, not. And you, I don't know. So I asked. Because I always wanted to ask a doctor this question. We know that physically, never mind spiritually, physically you're a whole world. And not just a whole world, the whole world, the whole universe. The entire universal experience could be recreated from one cell in your body. Even the astrophysicists and the scientists and whatever started to recognize that as a reality. You look dubious. He's not married. I can only explain this to married people. So you have to get rid of him and then I'll explain it to you. So, yeah, okay. But we proved it here a few times. You remember how the cell splits? Oh, fine. You're a whole world. You're a whole world. And therefore, in your world, no one has children, or whatever your challenge is. In the world you live, everyone's kids off the derech. So what's the problem? Who was Adam ever jealous of? No one. No one to be jealous of. In the world where Adam lived, people only had Adam's nishanas because he lived alone. Imagine for a minute that you live in a world where no one has children. Would it bother you? No. In the place where you lived, everybody toils from early in the morning to late at night for panos. Would that bother you? No, because that's what everybody does. Yeah, that's the norm. That's the norm. That's what's much easier to live in Eretz Israel, a lower standard of living than it is in America. Changing very fast, but there's still a window of opportunity. Why? Because everybody lives like that here. If you would try and live like you live in Israel, if you would try and live like that in America, you'd feel like a second-class citizen. You'd be miserable. Yeah, you can get away with only one car. Or no car. Because nobody's got more than two cars. He's got a car, she's got a car. And a spare car, just in case. The kids, you know what I'm saying? So, so it's easier to deal with that. Why? Because, no one has it. So, therefore, it's easier to deal with. Okay, let's stop there because it's late and we want to keep going and there's a lot to think about. Or not.